Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the picture soon will be on the wall at South as one of the best gymnastic teams in school history. A seventh place finish under now the head coach of the Panther program, South alum, former gymnast Michelle Stroud, who helped guide the Super Six of seniors Emma DeLavore, Catherine McGibbon, Kaylee Hurton, and Kelsey Shermer, along with juniors Ashlyn DeMoss and Abby Kawanishi. A journey, a story that we unfolded with Coach Michelle last night on Sports Talk from Yogi's, the season finally ending with last week's team banquet.
You know, it was a really nice setting. The parents actually had it at the country club. And we basically just, it was a very nice close group, parents and grandparents. And we just sat around and we talked about, you know, how the season had played out. Something the girls had always said is, I've seen them post, and I've even said myself, people would say, well, how did it go? How did the state turn out? And I would say, well, maybe not the way that we would have liked in seventh place. But to be honest, we made it. And to be seventh in the state out of, you know what, 72 teams,
right?
That's an accomplishment. And that's what I was trying to explain to the girls. Don't ever be disappointed in seventh place, because we were there. And you got to compete in this amazing arena, did everything that you could do this season. So.
And they crossed a lot of barriers along the way, didn't they?
They did. Yes, they did. And I think that they, you know, it's so good for the sport, these girls coming out this year. And I so appreciate that, because high school gymnastics needs kids like that, that just love the sport and want to come out and do their best.
Well, certainly they did their very best as a team. A story, a journey worth telling. We did it last night with now the head coach of the South Panthers in gymnastics, Michelle Stroud. Well, our first Reds broadcast tonight, Great American Ballpark against the Phillies. Marty Brenneman is pregame at 7, preceded, since it's Wednesday night, by In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
I tell you what, there's still a wow factor in what is now a household name in collegiate swimming. IU sophomore, now four-time NCAA titleist, the two-time gold medalist out of Rio last summer, Lily King. So much, we're going to do a little two-parter today and tomorrow with Lily, the only female swimmer or diver to win four individual national titles at the NCAAs. Big Ten Swimmer of the Year for a second straight year. Part one today, looking back at what was in 2017, second place Big Tens, eighth at the NCAAs, out of Evansville, Lily King.
You know, I knew this year was going to be hard to top last year. Coming in freshman season, breaking two American records, making the Olympic team, winning two Olympic gold medals, and then coming back and, like, having to start your college season, start right from the beginning again. So I knew it was definitely going to be hard, you know, just returning from the Olympics, just mentally. And, you know, NCAAs didn't really turn out to be the meet that I wanted. Had a poor swim in the 200 IM, didn't swim the way I wanted in the 100 breast, but luckily I was able to turn it around for the 200 and, you know, have a good swim and have the race that I wanted.
You know, as far as the Big Ten's going back to the Big Ten, the second place finish speaks for itself.
Well, last year we came home from Big Ten, in second place, and we were distraught. We were so upset that we were second, and this year we came home from Big Ten's with second place, and we were all so happy. We swam so well, and we really were able to come together as a team and focus on ourselves, and, it was really just a great team moment for the girls.
Well, indeed it was, and we're just getting started. Part two tomorrow, what's next for Lily King? There's no one out there any better. Don't forget our Reds broadcast, the first one of the year, Great American Ballpark tonight against the Phillies. Marty Brenneman, pregame at 7, preceded by In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls at 6. I'm Joe Smith.